on this trip, which is actually my 14th visit to Chad since 2006, I've come with UNICEF, and there are really two issues. One is hunger in the Sahel. More than 1 million children are at risk. Also, the issue of polio. The numbers are rising in Chad. Chad is the second highest rate of polio infection, second only to Pakistan. We're here to encourage people to get their children vaccinated, to give support to the team trying to reach children in very remote places.
Can you tell me about some of the people you've been meeting?
We were in Mao because of the changes in weather. The people in that region, in the Sahel, have not had decent rainfall or productive crops in 4 years. So they're running out of food. The first to perish are the children under five. As a mother, as a grandmother, just as a human being, seeing children on the brink of death from starvation is very difficult for anyone.
Probably not many people have traveled to Chad. Can you describe what it looks like?
It's a beautiful country, and most of the countryside is very dry. And if I were to bring you to Mao, what you would see is the desert encroaching, covering the town of Mao. People are shoveling out daily, sweeping with these tied together sticks, trying to keep the sand away, but really there is no keeping the sand away. And the sandstorms are relentless. When I was here before, the sultan, the old sultan, looked at me, you know, it's far away, and he said, the camels are dying here. He looked bewildered. He didn't say, the children are dying here.
What are these trips like on a personal level? You obviously see a lot of suffering, which must be difficult to handle sometimes.
I don't really know, and I don't think it matters. Because I'm one, and the people are millions upon millions who are actually suffering. It does take a toll, for sure, but I figure that's not relevant.
You've been working as a goodwill ambassador for some years now. Can you see any results from all your hard work?
If we all keep pushing and trying, would it not be a better world? You know, I can't measure the effect of my advocacy over these years with UNICEF and without UNICEF. It's impossible to measure, but I always think I'm the one to write the letter. I'm the one to sound off, because I figure I won't be alone. And if everybody who hears and feels and wants better from their governments makes a noise, then we're millions strong.